tell me what visitation has been like on the Coconino National Forest this past summer.
You know, use has been the highest anybody here has ever seen. I've been here for 2 years, but some of my folks have been here for 20, and more people out in the woods than ever before. That goes for our developed campgrounds also when they opened up later in the summer, but then also just really the dispersed use throughout the forest. Larger groups, more groups, people in places that we have not usually seen them in the past.
Okay, so this is interesting because we know that visitation has actually been down at state parks and national parks. So what do you think is going on there? Why have the national forests become so popular?
I think one of the things that made the national forest popular almost immediately is the idea of being able to get away from other people. As you hear about state parks, generally, you know, maybe 50 acres, 100 acres. Here in Flagstaff, we have 850,000 acres. So people feel pretty comfortable that they can get away. And even if it's with their bubble or their small group or their family unit, you know, even if they have 20 people, they don't need to be near anybody else. Also, one of the things is that folks don't have a lot of other options on how to entertain themselves.
Can you talk about some of the impacts that that increased visitation has had?
Essentially, the biggest impacts are trash and human waste. And one of the things that we've been struggling with is, one, cleaning up those messes after people leave, but then trying to get out in front of the educational aspect of it. Because one of the things we've seen, and we saw this from very early on in the season, is a lot of folks who are brand new to a national forest. Like 98% of me absolutely loves that. That's fantastic. That's what we want. We want to connect people to their public land and getting new people outside. However, with that inexperience comes a lack of education and awareness. And so we wind up cleaning up a lot of that trash. Also down in Sedona, one of the issues they're dealing with is very unprepared visitors. And so the forest down there has seen a lot more search and rescues and a lot more rescues, frankly. And I know that's true for Yavapai County and also up here in Coconino County. And then just with the sheer volume of people, one of the most popular forms of recreation up here on the rim, it seems, is UTVs or ATVs, and a lot more of those buzzing around the forest. We're fortunate here on this district to have a lot of cultural resources that folks don't know are there. It's hard to tell that they're there, especially if you're driving over it. Those are some of the serious impacts that we see with increasing illegal UT off-road use.
What do you want visitors to know going into the fall and winter about visiting on the Coconino National Forest?
I think the most important thing for folks to understand is that they're going out into the woods, out into the wild, and they need to be prepared. We think that use is going to be pretty high again next year. We don't know if it'll be as extreme as this year, but really a lot of that depends on what society looks like next year. New folks to the outdoors, hopefully they had a great time when they're here, and they're going to want to come back next year. So we think that there'll probably still be a little bit of an uptick in our average visitation. We're not going to have more people here working for the Forest Service. So how do we use the same amount of people and manage this increase in use is something that we'll be spending the winter trying to come up with some good solutions to that.
Matt McGrath, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Great. Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.